I'm going to go ahead and introduce now a native New Yorker. His name is Bradford Pearson. He's living in Baltimore now. He says for the cheap rent and the fast women. Although, as I think you're about to hear, there may be other reasons he's decided to flee the New York area. Please welcome from Franklin Delano Roosevelt High School, class of 02, Bradford Pearson.
So it's the spring of 2002, and I'm a senior in high school. And as most senior boys are wont to do, schoolwork goes out the window, and planning the class prank comes into light. We had had some ideas. We started brainstorming. The first idea was we had this guy, a cricket guy, at the local Petco. We collected money. I don't know. It was a ton of money, probably $40, maybe. And we were just going to see try to buy as many crickets as we possibly could. We figured we could probably get 300, 400 crickets. We were going to jam them in the drop-top ceilings of our school. We didn't know what crickets ate, so we were going to put grass up there. We figured that seemed like cricket feed. So we collect the money, and we go to the guy, our Petco guy, Mike. We say, hey, Mike, you know, cricket time. And he says, I forget what he said exactly, but he goes something along the lines of, nah, I don't work at Petco anymore. Or, I don't think I could get 300 crickets out in my pants. Something along the lines where we said, Mike's out. So we take the $40 and we're like, all right, what's next? So we decide, all right, we only have $40. We pull off a prank that a six-year-old could pull off. We get, I don't know, 200 bouncy balls. And we throw them down a staircase. Everybody has a chuckle for a second, and then realizes that it was the stupidest thing we'd ever done. So then we immediately start planning the next phase, because we realize we can't go out having dropped 200 bouncy balls down a staircase and having only maybe one hallway of students notice. So somebody gets the idea. In our high school, we had graduation out on our football field. So it was at dusk. There were fireworks. It was the only time our school district spent money on anything. So we thought, what a great idea would be to get a ton of weed killer and burn the number 2002 in gigantic 25-yard wide numbers. That way everybody on the stands could see it. We'd be legends, obviously. So we start planning, we get a ton of weed be gone in the liquid form, we think, flawless. We all camp out the night before. 2 o'clock rolls around in the morning. We get in our cars. We drive over. We got some lookouts, different points, going into the school, going into the football field. We got a ton of toilet paper. We're rolling out 2002. It's a whole football field. It's going to be amazing. So we start shaking out the weed killer across the whole field. And 5 minutes later, we get anxious. Nothing's happening. No weed, none of the grass is dying. Nothing's gonna happen. So we're standing there. There's probably 8 or 10 of us. And mind you, 100% stone cold sober. There's been nothing imbibed or smoked or anything else we can get our hands on. So somebody in the background sort of chirps up and goes, well, what if we got some gasoline? Seemed plausible. If we lit gasoline on fire, it would do the trick. So two 18-year-olds took off 3 a.m. in the morning, drove to a local gas station who apparently thought it was a good business plan to sell buckets of gasoline to 18-year-olds at 3 in the morning. They bring it back. We're like, all right, here we go, 3 a.m. Gonna light the football field on fire. Now we'll be legends. Toilet paper still out. Weed killer still there. Obviously not doing anything because it's now 25 minutes later. So somebody starts shaking it out again. Same shape. Oh, now it's going to be great. Somebody lights it and it goes up like the Cuyahoga River fire. 15, 16 foot flames. It looks like backdraft. At this point, we just take off. Nobody knows. People are running different directions. People are in the woods. People are under the bleachers. There's cars peeling out. People are left. So enough of us make it back to the campground we were staying. It's the end of June, so the sun comes up very early. And we're like, all right, well, we have graduation rehearsal in 2 hours. So we all go home. For some reason, our parents never thought why we'd be staying out in a campground the night before graduation. So you all get home reeking of gasoline and campfire, sleep for an hour and a half, get up, go back to the school, which is now surrounded by police and state troopers. And it's about this point that we all start realizing that the night before's activities, arson. None of us had really taken any legal or law classes, so at the time, it was sort of an afterthought. So we go into the auditorium where all the other students are sitting. There's probably about 250 of us, and we're probably the last 8 or 9 people in because, you know, we had plans the night before. So we walk in, and the principal is there very specifically telling us that she knows exactly who did this and that you will be caught. So, obviously, we think we're going to get caught. So we make some sort of weird handshake pledge to say, we'll never tell anybody again about this. There's some fist bumps, some hand claps, and we walk out onto the football field, at which point we realize that all of the chairs for the graduation have been placed on top of the entirely charred 2002. So it was there. It was just not visible at all. It just looked like an awful football field covered in some sort of tar. So we never got caught, I suppose, until right now. Thank you.
Bradford Pearson, ladies and gentlemen. Still wanted. I'm not sure what the statute of limitations is. 2002, 3?